I know what you're probably thinking. You're probably thinking this girl does not respect us at all. She doesn't respect our time. She doesn't respect the fact that we actually tune into her podcast and we listen to what she has to put out. That's probably what you're thinking. And whether you're right or wrong, only God knows. Honestly, only God knows. Hi, I come back. I'm back. Yo. Hey, guys. I want to say I'm sorry, but like, I feel like, am I really sorry? Am I repentant of my actions? I don't want to say I'm sorry and then go back and do the same thing again, which is staying for a long time without putting out an episode. I just haven't been able to, guys. That's that. And yesterday, my friend texted me and she's like, girl, you abandoned the podcast or something. And I said, I'm in my quiet girl era. And she said, please respect us. And so I decided that out of respect that I have for everyone that takes their time to listen to my stuff, I am going to record an episode today because I have respect for you guys. Despite what my actions over the past few weeks have been portraying, I actually have respect for you guys and I absolutely love and appreciate you guys. And yeah, we're gonna have to work on the consistency part before I get to explaining. Hey sweetie, hey cutie, how you doing? Welcome or welcome back to the podcast. If it is your first time joining us, hi, welcome. I hope you like what you hear and you decide to become a part of this gang or family, or I don't know, what are we? Hey, I don't know, but I hope you decide to become a member of this podcast, where the podcaster sometimes, because life gets in the way, is not able to put out content as much as she'd like to. And if you're coming back again for, I don't know, the 100th time or whatever, hey sweetie, welcome back. I hope you're good. I hope you've been taking care of yourself, eating well. I'm a hypocrite at this point because I haven't been doing none of the things that I'm about to say. I hope you've been doing so. I hope you've been taking care of yourself, eating well, exercising, drinking water, and doing all that good stuff, you know, like just doing all those nice things for yourself, you know, because you deserve it, okay? Anyway, why have I been so quiet? Why have I been in my quiet girl era? Guys, life has just been lifing. If I'm being honest, that's the best way that I can put it. Ever since after graduating and starting working properly, like a proper adult, it's just been work, 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 work. And I've just been having a hard time trying to balance, like, everything in my life, you know, like trying to balance the podcast, trying to balance, for those of you guys that don't know, I am an aspiring model as well as a fashion content creator on Instagram and sometimes TikTok. So it's just been a bit difficult trying to balance everything, of which I've realized that you can't really balance things. You just have to somehow find harmony in things that you do and in the way that your life is set up. But it's been difficult for me to try and navigate that because work has been honestly draining the life out of me. If I'm being honest, like, I'm not gonna lie. It's just been draining the life out of me. I come home from work every day and I'm exhausted and I just want to eat and sleep, rinse and repeat every day. So I'm just trying to find a way to be full of energy and just thrive in the things that I'm trying to do, because I really enjoy things like doing the podcast or creating fashion content and going to the gym. I haven't even been able to properly go to the gym. I'm losing weight like nyapela, like in front of Pamgwabantu. I'm like, the next time some of y'all see me, if you've ever seen me in person, and if you know me, I'm probably gonna be a stick at this point, because that's just how much this job is taking out of me. It's just like, it's a lot, man, it's a lot. And in terms of the podcast, I wasn't feeling very creative. I was just like, what will I talk about? I don't even know what I'll talk about. Of which I do, I think I've mentioned this before. I don't know why I feel like I've mentioned it before. But I do have like a number of topics that I've just worked out, like that I've just written down without necessarily like maybe having adding flesh to the skeleton. But I do have like a few topics that I should work on. But then sometimes like it's just like, you know, the time, the energy, whatever is not there to do that. Or sometimes God hasn't really said it's time to talk about something. So yeah, that has been a difficult. And also another thing that I've been trying to navigate is, because for those of you that don't know, I am a Christian. I identify as a child of the Most High God. Jesus Christ died for my sins. Hallelujah. Amen. So I've just been trying to find... I need to phrase that quick. I've just been trying to like surrender, especially the creative work that I do, to God and be like, God, be my creative director, be the one that's in charge of everything that I am supposed to be doing. Of which it's been a bit difficult because I like to be like, God, you are in the driver's seat now. But then next thing I'm trying to grab the steering wheel, next thing I'm trying to like switch things to go my own way, or I'm like, yeah, let me do this out of my own, you know, like out of my own cleverness, of which I'm really not that clever. Like, it's all God. So trying to find my footing in that has been difficult, because at the end of the day I want to come here and put out what God has intended for me to put out, not what I think is the best thing to put out. No, that's not how I'm trying to move, because I don't want to mislead anyone. I don't want to speak things that I'm not supposed to speak, and then, you know, I don't want that smoke. So trying to come to that place of surrender has been a bit difficult. That's why it has been causing a lot of procrastination in some of the things that I do, aka the podcast. But I mean, we continue trying our best with the Lord, child. We continue, you know, yeah, it's not easy, but we're trying. And the pressure of starting out in your career, like that transition from, okay, now you're done with school, you've graduated, you've started working, and you're just trying to find your footing in that career, it has been difficult, I'm not gonna lie. It's like I'm learning all over again because I'm starting from scratch. I basically don't know nothing where I'm working. I'm like, I'm a student again. So I've just been in this process of learning things and being overwhelmed, because now I'm no longer a student. Now I'm the person that, in as much as I'm like very new and I'm still learning, a lot of responsibility is on me. And it's like I have to carry that responsibility. In as much as there is the grace from my bosses, my colleagues, and whoever that I work with to be like, okay, you are just starting out, we understand it's gonna take you some time, but at the same time there's that thing of like, it's gonna take you some time, but you have to be the person that's like, I'm sort of like in charge here, you know. So just trying to find that balance has been difficult. It has been because a lot of the days I've been waking up and I'm just like, I want to quit. Like, I'm going to send in my resignation letter and be like, I can't do this anymore. I am done. Thank you for the opportunity, but I can't. But like, I'm going to quit and then go away and then do what? And then where's the money going to come from? Because I need that money, child. I need that adult money. So yeah, that has been like my life. But to a certain extent, to a very great extent, I'm excited to be in this place that I'm in terms of my career, and just seeing what it is that God has in store for me, in as much as it frustrates me, because I'm just like, Lord, I don't know how the hell I'm going to do this. I don't know how you're going to work it out, because I don't see it. But at the same time, it's like, I trust you because you're God and you're good. And I know that you know the plans that you have for me, even though it frustrates me, the fact that I can't see the plans that you have for me. But I just have to trust that, you know. So that place has just been, it's been a bit difficult to navigate, honestly. It's just been like, hey, it's been shaking. But I'm just learning to take each day as it comes. Another thing that has been causing me problems in that area is because I'm the type of person, if I'm not good at something from the jump, I'll think that I suck at it. I'll just be like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this. Actually, you know what? I didn't get it right on the first day. Yeah, that means that I should go and try something out. But then God is also teaching me to have that patience to be like, baby, these people that you're seeing around you in terms of like your colleagues, they've got 5, 10, 15, 40 years work experience. Because these things take time. It takes time and it takes learning. So you're just gonna have to develop that patience to be like, things take time and good things come to those who wait, you know. So honestly, just have patience with yourself and allow yourself to like learn. Open your mind to learning and take every learning opportunity that comes to you and just move in that. You don't have to know anything from the jump. No, it's everything comes to you through learning and experiencing and seeing how things are done on the day to day. So just embrace that period of not knowing and having to learn. So that's where I'm currently finding myself. And this is basically like a life update of some sort. Hey, like, it's just like I'm just updating you guys. Oh, and earlier I just came across a journal entry that I wrote down in one of my old journals. This is like from 2023, before I even started this podcast. This was like, I'll read it for you guys. This was like on the 17th of January 2023, when the podcast was still like a thought and I hadn't really fully decided that it was something that I was going to do. But then it's like God kept nudging at my heart to be like, girl, you have to do this. Because I was just like, I literally wrote down, I was like, I feel like I have a lot to say. I have a lot on my mind. I've got a lot on my heart. I have things to say. And if it was up to me, I would have rather had someone start a podcast and then just invite me to their podcast. And then I would just come and like, say a few things that I have to say on their podcast. But even within that, I was just like, I don't think that was even going to be enough for me, because I have got some things to say and there are a lot, you know. So this is just the part that I was writing about what I want for the podcast and stuff like that. And it goes, I want my podcast to be about day-to-day living, about God, family, friends, work, school, life, love, career, and the lessons I am learning on the day-to-day. I just want to invite my friends, family, and acquaintances over, and we just have the most general conversations about how we are navigating life or certain aspects of our lives. I want to live vicariously through myself, and I hope people will see the love of God through everything that I do. Ooh, child, that sounds... can't believe I wrote that. But yeah, I think that's basically one of the reasons why we're here, doing this podcast with people listening and me recording and stuff like that. It just came from that desire to be like, I just want to talk, man. And people have been asking me, when are you going to invite people over? I guess you guys, some of you guys are getting tired of always are getting tired of always hearing me like talk to myself and just ramble and yap. So you want to hear other people, rightfully so, because I'd really also love to have the people in my life come here and just share different perspectives, because I've got some really amazing people in my life, and some of the conversations that I have with them, I'm just like, I should definitely bring you on the podcast, because wow, it's like the things that you're saying, I feel like someone out there maybe might need to hear them. I'm just enjoying this conversation that I'm having with you so much. So in due time, I will definitely, God willing, be bringing the people that are meant to be here and just having conversations with them. Can't promise when, can't promise who, can't. We'll see what the Lord says. We'll see what the Lord has in store for us, you know, and what direction He just wants to take this whole thing, basically. Speaking of the Lord, my relationship with God, especially this year, I feel like it has been like maturing in a sense, in that I'm like, He's teaching me not just the fact that, oh, I'm God, like I'm Jehovah Jireh, the Lord your provider. I'm God that you can pray to when you want good things or when you want nice things. You want to pass in school, you can reach out to me. You want a job, you want a car. Like, I'm not just the God that you can pray to because you want things, but I'm also a holy God. You know, I'm holy and I deserve, or not that God puts it like that to me, but it's just the fact of the matter to say that I'm learning the fact that he is holy and that he deserves all the glory and honor in my life, and that he deserves for me to live my life in such a way that glorifies him, you know. In as much as we live in a very crazy world, at the end of the day, if I'm saying I'm a Christian, the way that I live my life, the way that I move my being has to really point out, to really point back to God, and to be like, okay, the way this person carries herself, the way she talks to people, the way she treats people, the essence of her being is really, it's like, it's very much aligned with Christ. So I've just been, like, God has just been teaching me more about that and showing me more of himself, honestly. And my relationship with God has just been maturing over the past couple of months since this year started. I can definitely say that I'm not where I was last year. I am very far from where I was last year, because God has been working on me and working in me and working through me, I guess. And I'm just like, I am so grateful for that. And this has also led, there's this Bible study group that I'm a part of. Huge shout out to the Bible study group. Absolutely, absolutely love and appreciate it, because it has been one of the ways in which God has sort of like brought a Christian community in my life. Because I'm always like, God, I don't really have like people to talk to about you. Okay, I do have my very close friends, but then sometimes it can feel like, I'm always like, I don't know, it can feel like I'm bothering my friends. I'm not gonna lie, sorry, that's how it feels sometimes. Or sometimes there's things where I'm just like, I just want to talk about certain things, maybe not necessarily with my friends, but with just people who share the same faith and beliefs with me, and to learn from them, you know, because people have different levels of maturity and stuff like that in their walk with God. So the Bible study group chat that I'm a part of has been like a very huge impact in my life. Like, God has been using that to just give me community. And through that, I've realized that it's not just a group of Christians that are like, you come there, maybe let's say you've got problems and people are just telling you, oh, pray about it, or it's because you don't have faith, or it's because, sometimes within that group chat there's like practical solutions to problems. I'm going to give an example. There was one time when, ish, I don't know if I should be talking about the group chat business, but I'm not gonna go too deep into it, just to give an example of why I appreciate the group chat. There was a time when someone needed help, right? Like, it was financial help, and okay, they didn't come to the group chat and be like, I need help, or whatever. They just came to the group chat and they vented about their situation, like, oh guys, this is my situation, please pray for me so that God will make a way. And people were like, we'll definitely pray for you, but this is the practical solution. We're going to come together and try our best to put together whatever little money we can put together just to help you, you know, because you're in need. So I appreciate that fact that it's not just like we're telling you, oh, you have to pray hard about it, you have to fast about it. It's like, okay, fine, we're praying about it because God will make a way, but also God has called us to be the solution in certain situations, you know. And if we can help you, we'll definitely help you. Or you've got a problem, where we can, we'll help you. Where we're praying for you, we are praying for you, child. So that's what I absolutely, absolutely appreciate about that. And it's just been a learning curve for me. And yeah, absolutely appreciate that. And what else? Child. One way in which God has been moving in my life is through friendships. Like, I look at my friendships and I'm like, I didn't pick you. I didn't choose you to be my friend. God definitely decided that you and I are meant to be friends, and he aligned us. Because I'm just like, it's so crazy how my friendships happen with some of the people that I'm like really close with. So with some of them, it starts from, if you know me from social media, you know that I'm a big clown. Like, I'm always just cracking jokes. I'm things are just funny to me. So how some of my friendships have started is that we'll just be laughing at jokes, you know. It's nothing hectic. It's just the jokes. And we're just laughing. And then next thing, it's like we just start to relate to each other. As time goes on, we just, you know, like when you just click with someone and then you just start talking more with them. And then you realize that, oh, me and this person are like, in a sense. We might be two completely different characters. But then it's like there's these things, there's these similarities that draw us together. And usually it's like our Christian faith and the way in which God is moving in our lives. And it's just so amazing, because to have friends that share the same faith with you is really a blessing. Or even to be growing, because that's one thing that I've realized with some of my close friends as well. The fact that it's like we're growing together in Christ. Like, because, for example, one of my friends, I'm not going to name names, but like one of my friends, last year, we were doing, actually two of my friends, if you ever listen to this, you know yourself. Two of my friends, last year we were doing a madness. Like, if you met us last year and you met us this year, you would know that this is not the same girls. But then the way God has just transformed or is transforming our lives this year, it's like, no man, it's like we're sort of like moving together in a sense. I don't know how to put it, but then it's like you can literally see the fact that God is not only working in my life, but he's also working in my friend's life. And it's like, it's so amazing. So yeah, it's so nice to have friends that you grow with, friends that like hold you accountable when you're doing the wrong things. One thing about my friends is that they will hold me accountable. Well, maybe, I don't know if it's all of them, but I know I've got friends that can hold me accountable and be like, Mpo, what you're doing right now, babe, you shouldn't be doing that. You know, you have no business doing that. Or if I do something wrong, I'm corrected with love. Friend, you did A, B, and C, and maybe I didn't like it, or whatever. There's just that grace to be like, you did something, and this is how it made me feel. Maybe you went away, maybe you were away, I don't know, but this is how it made me feel. And then I'd be like, oh, you're absolutely right. I'm sorry I did that. Maybe I was away or maybe I wasn't away. And then we just talk about it and we grow from that and we move from that without there having to like be any animosity or bad vibes from my side or even from their side. From their side to be like, maybe, oh, yeah, well, you did this, you're a terrible person, blah, blah, blah. Or from my side to be like, yeah, well, this person said I did this. It must mean that maybe they hate me, or yeah, why are you even telling me that I did that? Like, there's just accountability, there's growth, there's love, there's just, you know, there's understanding. And another thing that I appreciate is the fact that my friends carry me. Like, I have the type of friends that if I, you know, you need friends that will go to war with you. And those are some of the friends that I have. Like, those are the type of friends that I have. Where, for example, let's say if I vent about a problem, it's not just like, oh, okay, sorry, friend, you'll be okay. It's, okay, friend, I'm going to call you tonight and we get on a prayer and we are on our knees. We are praying for God to intervene on this matter. I'm not feeling okay, friend. Oh, okay, here's some scripture. You remember what the word of God says about you, right? Exactly. So move according to that. So those are the type of friendships that I have. Because I remember when I had my finals and I was stressed. I was so anxious. I couldn't study. I couldn't read. I remember Kanye calling me and being like, friend, okay, fine. I will pray. She literally said, okay, it's fine. Let's pray. I'll pray for you. And in that moment, I just sat down and I was just like, I'm so grateful, because I didn't even have the strength to be like, yeah, sure, we're praying or whatever. But for someone to be like, okay, I'm going to pray for you. Let's close our eyes. It's like, thank you, God, because you did your big one. Like, you did a thing there. Absolutely appreciate that. And even, it's not only Kanye. I just happened to mention her name. It's not only her. It's literally, I guess I could say all my friends. I've got a big number of friends. That's why I'm just like, but yeah, I guess it's like a lot of my friends. Because the other day, I was going through it, child. I was going through it, but then I didn't necessarily want to reach out to my friends because I was just like, reaching out to your friends sometimes, it's a good thing, it's a great thing. But then, because there's that thing of, okay, let's say if I say, oh, friend, I'm feeling down, like, I'm just so down bad. There's going to be, like, what you call it? I don't know what word to use, but there's going to be, like, some sort of questioning to be like, oh, friend, what you think is making you feel that way? Oh, what's the cause? And sometimes I'm just like, I don't know. I have no idea. Or, like, I don't even want to explain it, friend. Like, I'm just feeling the way I'm feeling. But maybe I don't want to explain it. But then the type of friends that I have, they will just like hold you down, man. So, as I was saying, I lost my train of thought there. So I was really going through it and I didn't really want to like talk to my friends. But then I sort of mentioned it and one of my friends caught it, right? And she texted me and she was like, girl, I noticed you said you wasn't feeling yourself. How about we do a call tonight? And as she was texting me, I'm not gonna lie, I even told her, I was like, girl, when you were saying that to me, I didn't feel like it. I didn't want to say no, but I was just like, I don't want to do this. Like, I don't want to get on a prayer call and pray. I don't want to do that. But somehow I just found myself, I was just like, okay, fine, let me just, you know. And we got on that prayer call and she basically prayed with me, like we went over God's word and we talked for the longest time. By the time that call ended, it's almost like the burden had been lifted off. God had been like, oh, you were feeling anxious about what again? I'm sorry, what? Like, I was just feeling so much at peace. By the time that call ended, I was even the one that was sharing like scripture with her. I'm like, yeah, you know, God's word says A, B, and C. And it was just like, it's so amazing. That's why God says, as iron sharpens iron, we should sharpen each other as iron. So I'm just grateful about that aspect of my life. And about new friendships. Hey, guys, I'm not gonna lie. In as much as I'm like, I love my friends, absolutely, I appreciate my friends, I feel like I'm really not that open to new friendships right now. I don't have the energy for it. Like, well, if it's God's plan for me to have new friends, I'm not gonna say no. But then I'm just like, I'm okay with my friends, the ones that I have. I'm really good with them. Like, for now, you're right. Like, I'm good. I'm okay. I really don't have the strength for that. But somehow God is showing me that I actually do have the strength for that. But I'm just like, yeah, no. For this year, maybe next year. I'm not even sure about next year. But like, because I'm the type of person that really like English is not my mother tongue. So when I have to speak English for 20 something minutes like I've been doing right now, it starts to sleep. I know it's been sleeping from the jump, but like it's just yay. But anyway, as I was saying, I've even lost my train of thought because English is just boxing me right now. It's just fighting me. I hate the fact that I've lost my train of thought. I don't even know what I was saying. But anyway, yeah, I appreciate the friends that I have. And making new friends. Oh, yeah. Now I know what I wanted to say. Honestly, I'm the type of person that I value friendships. Like, if you're my friend, I value friendships. I invest energy and time in friendships. So when I don't get the same energy back, it's like, come on now. Chelsea, come on now. So that's why I'm just like, I'm really not that willing to make new friends right now. But I'm not going to say no to, if it's God's will and intention for my life, absolutely appreciate it and I accept it. But if it's not, then we don't have to do it, right? Let's just kiki and keep it there and just be cool with one another. But to now be like, friendships. don't know, man. Anyway, I've been yapping for so much. I'm tired now. I don't know if you guys have heard my stomach. It's just, it's making sounds because I'm hungry, because I haven't eaten today, because like I said, my eating habits have not been good lately. So I need to go and get something to eat and go out for some fresh air. And can't wait to catch you guys on the next episode. I hope it will be sooner rather than later. I'm not promising anything, but I really hope, for the sake of you and me, because I appreciate the time that you guys take to just tap into this podcast. So catch you on the next one. Bye.